Torty, the Lucky Tortoise by David Chadwick. This true story was told to David by Torty's owner, Beth. During the First World War, a young man named Stuart was a stretcher bearer in the New Zealand Army. He moved sick and wounded soldiers from the battlefields to places that were safe. One of these places was the port of Salonika in Greece. While he was there, he made an unusual friend. The First World War. The First World War began in 1914 and took place mainly in Europe. It was called a world war because a lot of countries became involved. New Zealand soldiers went to fight on the same side as Great Britain. More than 18,000 New Zealanders lost their lives, and over 40,000 were wounded. The war ended in November 1918. There were many wild tortoises around Salonika. One day, Stuart saw a tortoise crossing a track. As he watched, he was horrified to see the tortoise run over by a gun carriage. Stuart thought the tortoise would be squashed flat, but amazingly, it wasn't. Luckily, the ground was soft. The tortoise had two deep grooves in its shell and had lost some toes and a small piece of its shell, but it was still alive. Stuart asked the local people about the tortoise. They thought that it was over 100 years old. They told Stuart what kinds of food tortoises like to eat. Stuart decided to look after the tortoise until it was well again. He called it Torty. When Stuart was about to return to New Zealand, Torty went into hibernation. Stuart had grown fond of Torty, so he decided to take the hibernating tortoise home with him. Stuart put Torty in his army bag. When Torty woke up, 5 months later, they were in New Zealand. Torty's Adventures in New Zealand. Torty lived for many years with Stuart and his family in Dunedin. The war was over, but Torty's adventures were not. One year, Torty decided to hibernate under some leaves that had been put in a pile to burn. Nobody knew that Torty was under the pile until the leaves were set on fire. Luckily, as her hiding place became hotter, Torty woke up and scuttled out to safety. Another time, she was stolen from the family's front garden. The people who stole Torty sold her to a circus. Stuart told the police that Torty was missing. A policeman found her when he took his son to see the circus. The policeman saw the marks on her shell, so he knew the tortoise was Torty. Stuart and his family were very happy to get their tortoise back. When Stuart died, his son Neil and daughter-in-law Beth took over caring for Torty. The tortoise had another close call when she climbed through a hole in the fence. She wandered into the sand dunes and became lost. It was very hot and she had no water. When she was found a few days later, she was nearly dead. Now Torty is probably around 200 years old. She lives with Beth near Napier. A reptile expert who lives nearby owns a male tortoise called Boomerang. Recently, Tortie went to stay with Boomerang. When Tortie came home, she laid some eggs. Maybe they will hatch, and Tortie will become a mother at the ripe old age of 200. Tortie likes company. Sometimes children come to see her. They talk to her and give her dandelion flowers and leaves to eat. Beth also takes Tortie to visit schools. She tells students about tortoises and about Tortie's amazing life. Tortie and hibernation. Every year of her long life, Tortie has hibernated for about 5 months over winter. Hibernation helps her save energy when it's cold and there's not much food around. When Tortie hibernates, it's as if she has gone into a deep sleep. Her body temperature falls, she doesn't move, and she doesn't need to eat, drink, or go to the toilet. When spring arrives, Tortie wakes up again. Although winter in Greece is from November to January, Tortie quickly adapted to the New Zealand seasons and began hibernating during our winter. Glossary. Adapted. Changed to suit the place where it lives. Battlefields. Places where armies fight each other. Grooves. Long, narrow cuts. Hibernation. When an animal or plant becomes inactive, not moving for a time, usually over winter. Reptiles. A group of animals that includes snakes, lizards, tortoises, and turtles. Stretcher bearer. A soldier who carries wounded soldiers to where they can get medical help.